It's 8 o'clock.
Yes. Make sure you follow on the IG, Sam I Am, Montreal Songstress, Montreal Songstress. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
With a strut, plenty of sway, feel it in your gut. Grown woman sense, I get them all checking. God is loving, power, respect, and little do they know, little do they keep on the low who they claim they would be. I put it down, what like a lady. My golden puss ain't for free. You gotta love me for me. Now, what you think I should be? Down to my heel, want what you want. My tall, talk, I'm too high stepping. Got my paper crumbs, just on them sweating. Little do I give my phone from the own. Down to my heel, want what you want. My gate talk, I'm too high stepping. Got my paper crumbs, dressing on them sweating. Little do they know, little do they see how much it took for me to like me. But yeah, I get that drop down for a fee. Be pressing on, not pressing me. Yeah, I'm on. I'm through with a strut, plenty of sway, feel it in your gut. Grown woman sense, I get them all checking. God is loving, power, respect, and little do they know, little do they keep on the low who they claim they would be. I put it down, what like a lady. My golden puss ain't for free. You gotta love me for me. Now what you think I should be?
For those now joining us on FM, you're locked into the Morning Detour, the Mighty CKT 9.3 FM. We apologize for a little technical difficulties. The FM is moving kind of funny this morning. The storm. DJ Maddie, we need the same tower that Virgin and those guys are using, man. CKD got that dingy tower on top of the mountain. But keep it locked. We still got more beautiful interviews. We got Gamu coming up next, and we also have Sam I Am. She'll be coming in studio. This is the best morning show in the country. Thank you for listening.
Why you want some? We've been slow tiptoeing in action. Funk Trial is the number one section. But little do you know, little do you see, all that force going from is a great dream.
Tell me why it feels so.
Yes, Shahara, the beautiful songs, Making of an Angel, Shahara right here. Let's go. It's the Morning Detour Songstress episode. We celebrating R&B this morning. Female singers from around the city and around. You know how we're doing things. The Morning Detour.
Is it cause you let go? What you want and why?
Yes, yes, yes. Why? Gamu, Gamu. Make sure you follow her on IG, Gamu, G-V-M-O-U. Let's go. This is the Morning Detour. Songstress episode. We on Twitch. We on YouTube. We on Facebook. Good morning, my city. Talent in this city, boy. We got talent in this country. Got more. Montreal, my city. Start. This is our songstress episode. I'm Weezy Moon Chaser. The best moon show in the country. The Morning Detour. DJ Maddie. Got more. Talk to me. Hey. This is music. Virgin ain't gonna give you this. CJD gonna give you this. Let me go.
Je vis dans le passé, je sais mal mais j'arrive pas à lâcher. J'ai toujours pas cicatrisé, mes plaies sont ouvertes, j'ai pas su les soigner. Bouleversement depuis, je te jure, je vois flou. L'attachement était trop fort entre nous. Fais pas semblant, je sais que je te manque, mais avoue, faut avouer. La nostalgie des deux côtés, bébé, c'est pas possible. Nous deux, je sais. Là, faut qu'on se le dise, y'a trop de dégâts. Faudra bien qu'on sache faire face à tous nos traumas. On a souffert. La nostalgie des deux côtés, bébé, c'est pas possible. Nous deux, je sais, mais des chansons. Juste un prétexte. Il nous faut une belle finalité. Mais je veux même pas de finalité. Je dis tout ça mais je veux juste un gros câlin. Je m'en fous de ce qui se passe. Je veux tes mains. Reviens-moi, j'ai bobo, viens me soigner. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
La nostalgie.
Montreal, my city. To all my homies locked down. I salute, I salute, I salute. Keep your head up, brothers. Keep your head up. It's the morning show, baby. We got to get to a point where we 5-day sales. We got to get the 5 days. On-haul sales didn't come without my HLR package. Let me go! If you're looking for more R&B excellence, Total R&B is the podcast. The link is in the link tree. Total R&B podcast. Brought to you by Spotify. Brought to you by Larina Gabriel. You know how we're doing things. Total R&B. The link is in the link tree. Detour 4. Yeah!
La nostalgie des deux côtés, bébé, c'est pas possible. Nous deux, je sais, mais des chansons, des parfums, des images. Me rappelle-toi, j'ai des flashbacks.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. So all morning we've been doing songstress, songstress, songstress. Y'all know I love me an R&B singer. I love me a beautiful lady talking to me about love and relationship and her hurt. Now this morning we have a special young lady, Senegal background. She's a little bit all over the world, USA. Now she's up there in Ottawa. I stumbled upon her music. I saw it. I went to it. I was like, oh, she could really sing, sing. Beautiful girl, beautiful voice. A little bit of zouk, a little bit of pop, a little bit of everything. She's an author, songwriter. She's a little bit of everything. We're going to do a bit of franglais this morning. We'll do the interview in French. Y'all live in Quebec. Y'all should know a little bit of conversational French anyway. I'd like to introduce to the show, Madame Gamu Diop. Est-ce que j'ai bien dit ton nom?
Tu as très bien dit.
Gamu, 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 ta musique! C'est de la douceur, c'est de la douceur. Avant qu'on commence,
merci.
Dis-moi ton album favori, zouk, pop, R&B, tu peux choisir le genre. Mais c'est quoi ton album favori?
Je te dirais Nestlé. Oh. Oui, je sais plus trop c'est quoi le titre de l'album, mais il y a un son qui s'appelle Funambule dedans. Oh là là, et franchement, non, c'est dit genre, ça fait un moment que c'est sorti, mais jusqu'à présent c'est mon favori. J'aime trop.
Cet amour que tu as pour la musique, ça a commencé où? Dans l'enfance? Est-ce que quelqu'un t'a introduit quelque chose? Est-ce que tes parents t'ont fait écouter quelque chose? Parce que ta voix est tellement douce. Je veux juste, je vais l'écouter avant que je m'endors. c'est tellement parfait.
Ça fait plaisir.
Mais cette passion est sortie d'où, Gamo?
Ah bon, depuis petite, en fait, moi j'ai l'impression, genre, à chaque fois que j'en parle, je soulève d'autres sources. C'est comme si c'est venu de plein de façons différentes, en fait. D'abord, bah, y a mes parents qui jouaient à des instruments, mon père au saxophone, ma mère au piano. Mmh. Et puis, il y avait cette harmonie musicale à la maison. Et bah, moi, mon truc, c'était la voix, au final. Mais en dehors de ça, j'aimais beaucoup quand il y avait des feuilletons. Je sais pas, vous avez ça? Des feuilletons? Ouais, Patricia, Antonella. Il y a un truc qui s'appelait de tout mon cœur. Et il y avait beaucoup de chansons, il y a des génériques et tout. J'aimais trop apprendre ça par cœur. Et j'allais littéralement sur YouTube, j'écrivais karaoké de tout mon cœur. J'apprenais tout ça. Et à force de faire ça, bah, je sais pas, ça m'a guidée à encore d'autres sons que j'ai aimé apprendre. Puis finalement, j'ai juste réalisé que j'aimais ça, en fait. Okay. J'écrivais très souvent après. Ouais.
Ok, okay. Montreal, my sister says she had the parental influence, the piano. She came from a musical home. It's a beautiful thing. She had this love and this passion. Donc, t'as compris que, écoute, j'aime la musique, j'aime la voix.
Ouais.
T'es allé où après ça? C'était quoi tes influences musicales après ça? Est-ce que c'est du Mariah Carey, du Whitney Houston? Je sais qu'il y a des chanteuses aussi, Zouk aussi, et pop que t'as aimé aussi. Mais c'était quoi tes influences au début de ton cheminement?
Le premier album que ma mère m'a donné, elle m'a dit, voilà un CD que je pense que tu vas aimer. À l'époque, on écoutait beaucoup, on mettait ça dans le DVD.
And the tape deck, yeah, we had the tape deck, yeah.
C'était Alicia Keys. Mm. Et elle m'a touchée. Donc moi, au début, quand je chantais, j'aimais trop ça, atteindre certaines notes et tout. C'est après, avec le temps, que j'ai commencé à composer différemment. Mais je vais te dire, le début, c'était Alicia Keys. C'était comme totalement sensationnel et j'ai trop aimé cet aspect-là. En avançant, moi, je vais te dire que mes influences, comment ça fonctionne, c'est comme ça dépend de la qualité que je cherche à développer. Mmh. Disons, comme sur scène, par exemple, j'aime trop Beyoncé parce que la façon dont elle captive le public, la voix est like A-game, et puis après, tu vas voir qu'elle danse de ouf, genre, elle s'assure que tout soit parfait. Et cette perfection-là, c'est ce que j'aime beaucoup chez Beyoncé. Après, il y a un flow que j'aime chez Shy.
Yeah.
Côté, je sais pas, amusement, genre se laisser aller, que je vais chercher chez NASA. Tu vas voir comme c'est des gens qui n'ont peut-être totalement rien à voir l'un avec l'autre, mais chacun m'influence d'une façon différente.
Ouais, différemment, tu prends des éléments d'ici et d'autres et tu mets
exactement
ça ensemble. Et on a la Gamoudi up. OK, parlons musique.
Ouais.
Tu écris tes propres chansons.
Oui.
Moi, j'admire les artistes qui font ça. C'est quoi ton processus pour écrire une chanson? Est-ce que tu te bases sur des faits vécus? Beaucoup de chanteurs, quand ils viennent de l'émission, ils parlent de l'amour, ils parlent du break-up. Est-ce que beaucoup de ça est basé sur des expériences personnelles ou tu écris de nulle part?
Moi, je dirais que la plupart du temps, c'est des expériences personnelles, oui. Et quand c'est pas le cas, je vais te dire que c'est quand même personnel, mais indirectement. C'est-à-dire, genre, ça peut être une histoire qu'une amie est en train de vivre et je suis en train de voir ça, ou bien je suis en train de voir sa douleur. Et donc, pour moi, la façon la plus naturelle d'en parler, vraiment, c'est juste de me mettre à la première personne et d'en parler comme si c'était mon histoire à moi, alors que je l'ai vécu vraiment comme en tant que tierce personne, en fait. Donc, ouais.
Non, il y a une certaine présence quand je regarde tes vidéos, quand j'entends ta musique, c'est comme t'as beaucoup de fun. Comme tu t'amuses vraiment beaucoup avec ta musique. Et moi, comme écouteur, c'est comme, yo, je ressens ça dans ta musique. Donc quand je t'ai entendu, c'est comme, OK, il faut que je m'engage avec cette personne-là. Il y a quelque chose de spécial avec toi.
Merci.
You know what I mean? Je suis pas Puff Daddy. You know what I mean? I'm not the big bosses at Sony. But I can recognize that there's something special about you, and I wanted to feature you on the show, The Morning Detour, this Friday. Parle avec nous avec de ta nouvelle musique. Et où tu veux aller avec ta musique? Est-ce que t'as un album? Est-ce qu'il y a un EP qui est en formation? Où est-ce que tu veux aller avec ta musique présentement?
Honnêtement, en ce moment, c'est vraiment le flow. Je veux sortir le plus de singles possible. Je compose tellement, j'enregistre tellement. Et pour moi, l'idée, c'est vraiment de juste sortir le son qui va avec la période qu'il faut. Et puis faire des vidéos, faire des scènes. Voilà, c'est le flow. Mais en même temps, oui, je travaille sur un EP. qui viendra bientôt.
OK.
Voilà.
Juste donne-moi une petite indication du EP. Est-ce que c'est pop? Est-ce que c'est R&B? Est-ce que c'est zouk? Parce que je sais que tu fais beaucoup de différents genres de musique. Donc, est-ce que tu vas être un mélange de tout ou est-ce que tu vas te fixer juste sur un type de, ou genre de musique?
Moi, je dirais que tu vas sentir une certaine... Comment dire? Une certaine vibe qui va revenir, ce que tu vas retrouver sur tous les sons. Mm-hmm. Mais quand même, chaque son va t'emporter à un univers différent.
Moi, je veux danser. Quand j'écoute ta musique, je veux danser. Je vais dans tes vidéos. Tout le monde est chaleureux. Tout le monde sourit dans tes vidéos. Tout le monde est content. Je veux dans la vidéo. Ah, oh, I love Gamo.
Ça me ferait plaisir. Toi, tu viens dans la vidéo. Ça va juste se rendre.
I love it. Avant qu'on parle, avant que tu donnes toutes tes informations pour tes réseaux sociaux où on peut aller chercher ta musique, donne-moi ta définition de l'amour. Ça, c'est ma question clé pour la journée. Songs this episode. Tell me about love. Talk me about love. Comment tu définis l'amour, Gamo?
C'est une
bonne question. It's the best motion in the country.
OK. Moi, pour moi, l'amour, c'est... comment dire? C'est vouloir pour l'autre ce que tu veux pour toi-même. Mm-hmm. Pas forcément projeter, mais savoir que voilà la direction que la personne veut prendre dans sa vie. Mm-hmm. Et j'ai envie de l'accompagner. Pas parce que ça va m'apporter quelque chose ou que j'attends quelque chose en retour, mais parce que j'aime voir la personne sourire, j'aime voir la personne être heureuse. Pour moi, l'amour, c'est être capable de donner sans rien attendre en retour. Mm-hmm. Et c'est être capable de faire confiance et de connaître une personne... De tellement bien connaître une personne que tu sais que naturellement juste cette énergie va revenir à toi en fait parce que tu es en train de donner à une personne qui partage aussi cette
cette émotion avec toi.
Qui partage aussi cette envie de te faire sourire, de te faire rire. C'est vraiment partagé. Juste pour moi, c'est une énergie en fait. L'amour, c'est une énergie. C'est une énergie positive. C'est vraiment juste être dans. C'est dur de trouver les mots pour ça.
Well, look at that. She be thinking about some old relationships. Tu penses à quelqu'un là, hein? Gamou, gamou, gamou.
Il faut puiser quelque part quand même.
Montreal, my city. I've been speaking with beautiful songstress Gamo Dia. Please follow her and give out her social media. She's a singer, songwriter. She has great music. She does multiple genres of music. I want to encourage everybody. We're going to play a mix of her music right after this great interview. Gamo, donne-nous tes réseaux sociaux où on peut aller chercher ta musique présentement.
Oui, alors sur YouTube, c'est G-V-M-O-U. Oui, ça se lit Gamou, mais c'est un A renversé.
Yeah.
Après, ouais, il y a une histoire derrière ça, mais pour une autre fois.
Non, il va falloir que tu reviens. Mais je veux te voir en toi. J'ai beaucoup d'amis en toi. Je veux te voir en toi. On va faire une interview en personne.
Ça me fait plaisir, ouais.
Sur YouTube, donc c'est Gamou. The A is inverse, so it's really a V.
V. Exactement. Et c'est ça dans tous les réseaux aussi, sur... Instagram aussi, G-V-M-O-U. Sur TikTok, j'ai écrit par contre G-V-M-O-U-O-F-F. Parce qu'on me dit que Gamou a déjà été pris. Donc, c'est un peu ça dans les réseaux. C'est, si tu écris G-V-M-O-U un peu partout, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, tu vas le trouver. Sur Spotify aussi, ma musique, pour trouver ça, c'est G-V-M-O-U.
It's on all streaming platforms. It's Gamu. Put the A in reverse. Put the V up there. It's beautiful music. Sultry music. I know a lot of you fellas, you have girls coming over. Play some Gamu. It's going to set the vibe. Gamu, je t'apprécie pour ton temps. Merci pour être sur l'émission.
Merci à toi. Merci à toi. Ça m'a fait plaisir.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's get into some Gamu. Let's get into some Gamu. 8:19 in the morning. This is the Morning Detour. DJ Manny in the ones and twos. We on Fridays. You know how we doing things. Shout out to everybody on the YouTube, on the Twitch, on the Facebook. You know how we doing things this morning. We celebrating the songstress. Big up yourself. Montreal, my city. Let's go.
Parfois tu sais elle est joyeux, mais on est d'accord qu'entre toi et moi, y aura pas de fin. Aussi cliché que c'est, je me vois plus sans toi. T'es qui pleure avec moi pour la life, mon baby. Oh yeah. C'est pas de me tasser, mon bouc c'est mort. Ça dérange qu'on soit côte à côte. Ils vont sombrer à force de s'asticoter sur nous. On focus que sur l'essentiel, ça va aller. La taraxie avec toi, vis la taraxie avec toi. Bébé, j'ai peur de rien. Quand t'es là, vis la taraxie avec toi. T'as passé le test en dur, mais mood swing stay à la hauteur. T'aimes mieux agir, pas de barade, hein, j'apprécie, ça te fout chez toi. Tu me donnes beaucoup de love, est-ce qu'il va t'en rester, babe? On décolle, j'en pue le sol, et pourtant je me sens safe. Il n'essaie pas de me tasser, de mon bouc c'est mort. Ça dérange qu'on soit côte à côte, ils vont sombrer à force de s'asticoter sur nous. On focus que sur l'essentiel, ça va aller, la taraxie. Avec toi, vis la taraxie. Avec toi, bébé, j'ai peur de rien. Quand t'es là, vis la taraxie. Avec toi, baby, baby. Baby, baby.
Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. I'm your host, Wheezy Moonchaser. This is our songstress episode. And boy, do we have a good one for you. Now, this singer, she's giving me goosebumps. I listen to her music. I feel like I'm listening to Sade or Snow Allegra. But she's a Montreal-based R&B singer, songwriter. So I'd like to welcome to the Morning Detour, Shahara. How are you doing, Queen?
I'm so good, King. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, listen, I got a beef with you. I keep having beefs with R&B singers. I was listening to your music last night.
Okay.
And let me tell you, man, it had me want to hug. You know, I want to call my girl. I want to, I want to have the rose petals out. You had me feeling to light candles and sage
incense. That means a lot.
And that tells me that your music is really dope because it really resonates. Like, I feel the pain and the love and the passion in your joints. I'm like, yo, and she's Montreal based for all this time. Over 10 plus years, you've been doing music.
Yes.
You've been featured on, I think it was 2015, you're on La Voix.
Yes.
You should have won that personally. Oh. But you know the politics in Quebec.
Too bad you're not on the show, huh? Too bad you're not running the show.
Well, listen, I don't know why they ain't coming for me. I'm the only hip-hop host in the city. They should come for me.
They should.
But before we get into the questions, I'm curious. What is your favorite R&B album? What's your go-to? You know, you and your partner, you know, you're feeling good. You know, you got the nice dinner for him. The kids are by the grandparents.
Ooh.
What is your go-to R&B album?
Damn. Lately, I've been putting on some Jhené Aiko. I can't lie. I'm feeling her. I still got so much love for Erykah Badu. I put her on a lot when I'm in that mood. Chris Brown. Huge Chris Brown fan.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that he's just so R&B. You know what I mean? And it's like I love it. I love it. Who else when I'm in that mood? Sometimes I go really old school, too. I'll put on like a nice 90s R&B mix.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but I like the Jhené Aiko. Jhené be kind of toxic for me sometimes. I'm like, my favorite Jhené song is Lion King. Lion King. I don't know what Big Sean did to her that time, but Lion King.
Well, maybe that's how he got her pregnant. I don't know.
Okay, so you've been singing since the age of 14.
I've been singing longer than that. I joined a choir when I was 14, and that was the first time I actually like performed on stage, like a real professional show. But I've been singing since I came out the womb.
So let's talk about let's talk about that experience, because I feel like you had a coup de foudre
for
performing and making music at the choir. So walk me through that emotion. Were you nervous in front of the crowd? Were you apprehensive of your skill? did you always feel like I could sing?
I always felt like I was a singer because, like I said, even before joining the choir, I was always singing at home. That was always my favorite way to express myself. Whenever I felt anything that was strong and I didn't know how to express it, it would come out in a melody. You know what I mean? So I knew I was a singer. Whether or not I was good enough, you know, to make it or for people to appreciate it, that part I wasn't sure. But I knew, I always felt that I was a singer. But the difference when I joined the choir was that... And first of all, you asked me if I was nervous, and to be honest, the answer is no. And that's the beauty of a choir. Because you sing with a group of people, yeah. and it's such a community, there's so much love, everybody's supporting one another, it really, really helps you to nurture your skills. And you never feel alone. You never kind of feel like anybody just threw you out. You know what I mean? Like in the middle of the ocean, you just got to be like, oh man, did I learn how to do this doggy paddle? You know what I mean? So you have people around you holding you saying, come on girl, kick your legs like this, move your arms like this. So no, I wasn't nervous. And I was really fortunate, you know, to be able to own my skills kind of in that environment. And so I remember just feeling really good, you know? And that's also the beauty of gospel music too, is it just like... fills you and pours out of you. You know what I mean? You don't even have to think.
Yes, yeah, the spirit. It's the spirit. I came over to church too. I want the spirit grip a hold of you. Listen.
You lose control. You just got to give in, right? So.
I just want to clap with you now. Exactly. I'm thinking about your music. And quiet, so let's go. I'm going to be in the back.
Exactly. So it was a combination of all of those things, you know, that just made me feel so amazing. It was such a magical moment. And I remember looking out into the crowd and seeing the way people were reacting to it. And I was just like, wow, this is what I want to do. I want to make people feel like this every day. You know?
Oh man, that's a beautiful thing. Now let's talk about the feels. I feel your nickname should be Shahara hyphen feelings.
I could get in my feelings. I've been known to do that.
No, but that's okay because you translated to some great music. So let's talk about the songwriting a little bit. Yes. I always love an artist. I know shame on artists that get, you know, some of their works written for them. But I think it's always a special touch when a singer writes her own songs, especially when her backdrop is her life. I was reading your bio and you're talking about, you know, going through the pandemic, and we all went through a lot of range of emotions through that.
Oh man, did we ever. Oh.
Are we getting deep today, boy?
I'm going to have to go with what is all of it.
What is all of it? You are the winner for the Daily Double, 1,000%.
But you know what? What's nice about... music or writing poetry is that you can touch on the core, the source, without having to break it down, express it fully. You understand what I mean? Yeah. I can touch on the pain that I'm feeling without having to tell you exactly what hurt me.
Oh yeah, especially when you be riffing. When you give me the I say, oh no, that's a different kind of hurt. I know what you're talking about.
Oh man, I mean, I'm laughing, but it's so nice to hear somebody, you know, tell me how much they can feel what I'm trying to put into the music, because really that's what it's all about. And it's so nice to hear that. So yes, I do. When I write, I'm really just like, I open myself up completely. And that's why we're so sensitive, right? Because when someone tells you like, oh, that song's right, it's like, oh man. It hurts so bad because you know how much you put into it. You know what I mean?
Are there things that you omit from when you songwriting? Are there certain topics where you're like, you know what, I'm not going to go there, or this might be too much? I know the reason I ask that is because you're a songwriter. So I'm thinking to myself, when you sit down in a room, I'm just paraphrasing. I'm thinking to myself, Shahara's writing music. She's in a dark room. There's black curtains. There's candles. There's a Prince poster somewhere.
You're touching on something there, because I love to be in the dark. I love
it. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
I felt it through the music. I connected. I felt it through the music. But are there things that you're like, you know what, I'm not going to touch on it, because, you know, it may hit me too close to the core, or two, you know, I just don't want to share that.
Yes. My dad. Yeah. Who was my biggest supporter and just my favorite person to hang out with. So he passed away in 2018.
And oh, my condolences.
Thank you. And I'm yet to write about how much I miss my dad, you know? So So yeah, that's something that I haven't been able to touch on yet, but I know I'll get there. I'll get there because it's in there and it's going to have to come out eventually, but I haven't gone there yet.
I'm thinking to myself, that might be the best body of work. We might just get a nice little EP out of that. We might get like, you know, a poem book as well attached. If you get the deluxe Shahara. You know, I want to be on the Shahara marketing team. I'm on the train.
You get the
I'm
poster. On the train.
An old school picture of you and your dad, but that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm going to go there one day when it's ready to come out.
So I'm curious, Montreal, we're going to play some music from Shahara, but we still got a little bit more. So Shahara, I'm curious to find out, where do you see yourself going with your music? You've been at this for a while. Where do you see going? I know life is real, you know, kids and all. I know
bills are real.
Bills are real. Bills are real. You know, you're chasing the bills. You're chasing your passion. Where do you kind of see yourself going with your music now?
You know what? I feel like I've already won the race because I've been doing this full time for 15 years.
Talk about it. Yeah.
15 years. To me, that's like a miracle, especially at my level, right? Because I'm not a big superstar. You know what I mean? I don't have tours lined up for me and, you know.
You should. You should.
Thank you. I feel like I'm just so fortunate to be able to live from my passion, you know, for the last 15 years. Would I love to take it to the next level? Absolutely. Am I going to give up? Hell no. I would love to be able to share my music with the world. I really, really would. And that's the missing piece of the puzzle for me. You know, that'll really just take it over the top. So that's obviously what I'm still trying to do. You know, I'm still putting out music. I'm still trying to make connections. I'm still, you know, collaborating with people like you and all the other people, you know what I mean, that want to see this city really pop off. So, I mean, yes, I'm going to keep at it. I'm going to keep, you know, hustling and hopefully I will get to share my music with the world and see it before I go. You know what I mean? I would love to be able to get those flowers before I go.
You're saying music of the world. I'm thinking to myself, I'm seeing you at the Super Bowl performing.
Oh,
Super Bowl.
Man. Oh, I would love if Rihanna brought me out. I would be so happy. I'd be like, girl, I got you. You can't do that move anymore, Ree. I got you.
I'm seeing you, Rihanna, Shakira, and J-Lo together.
Oh, wow.
You know, we'll call it the French connection, U.S.-Canadian connection. It's a beautiful thing.
Man, that would be a dream come true.
I always like to ask artists, is there a message or feel or overall sense that you like your listener to take away? Because, you know, music is kind of interpretive, and everybody listens to it their own way.
Okay.
But you being a songwriter and a singer doing the song, is there a message that you want people to make sure, hey, listen, hope y'all got that?
No. I love seeing the way my music affects people. I love hearing the way that my music touches people and kind of where it takes them in their emotions, in their life. I love that. I love that people can interpret, you know, something that happened to me so differently and still be touched by it. You know what I mean? So I think that's beautiful. And I would not want to control that, you know, because that's such a human thing. It's magic, you know what I mean? That we can relate. We can come from two completely different worlds, never have met, you know what I mean? Yeah. Have no idea about where we've come from, but we can still connect through music, which is amazing. So it's like, why would I want to mess with that? That's magic.
So basically, take it how you get it.
Yeah.
Love the music, love the vibe. Now, Shahara, let us know, what song are we going to jump into? I'm going to play a little Shahara mix now.
Ooh.
What song do you suggest that we segue to off this interview?
Making of an Angel.
Oh, boy, let me tell you, players, get your sage and incense ready. Make sure you call Akil or somebody. It's about to get real. She's beautiful. She's talented. Her music will definitely resonate with you. I've been talking with Montreal-based R&B singer-songwriter Shahara. Thank you so much for being on The Morning Detail.
We'll
love to have you on again. You're such a great spirit.
Anytime.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal. 8:34 in the morning. We got Sam I Am coming up next. It's about to get real spiritual in here. Get your sage ready. Get your incense. If you haven't checked the keel, find him on Facebook and IG. We about to get real smooth in here and get very eclectic. It's all about love and peace this morning. It's The Morning Detour. We're celebrating songstress Sam I Am coming up next. It's the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Girl, show me what you're talking about. Only place I'm taking you is down. know you know the vibes in here, so baby, can't you please? Baby, can you please?
Against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Do not miss acclaimed electronic artist and trailblazer Marc Ribier at Place Belle on Friday, October 21st, as part of his North American 2022 tour. Marc Ribier. Tickets available at evenco.ca. Visit www.marcribiellet.com. That's marcribiellet.com for more information.
Yes, 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 Montreal, my city. Oh, boy. We gonna do this like an old MC Mix Mario intro. So if you're looking for soul, R&B, hip-hop, funk, even a little bit of gospel, she is the musical sensation in creation. She is the artist of all artists. I know her as Samantha Hines, but that's the old name. Her new name is Sam I Am. I want to know what the I Am stand for. I want to know what the Montola stand for. If you don't have your sage, Montreal, we got to pause the beat. If you don't have your incense from Akil, we got to pause the beat. I want to bring positivity and good vibe and energy on their way to hug trees this morning. Sam I Am is in the building. I had the wrong mic up.
Oh, boy, you don't have me up here?
Oh, boy, long time friend. Third time listener. I think it's your third time on the show. But how you doing, Sam?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. And, early morning, but I'm here, man.
Yeah, listen, the show's early as hell. It's a commitment to art history that you have to come do the morning show. So let's open up here. You've been doing great music. You're an infamous dancer. There's so much things going on with you. I heard this new EP on the way. Before we go into that, I've been real curious for the last 5 years about your name. Sam I Am Montola.
Yeah. Except,
what is the Montola about? I know there's a symbolism somewhere there.
Well, I mean, Sam I Am is always, I mean, I've had that for a while through dance. And just because through hip hop and street culture, usually you don't use your real name. You choose a name that actually reflects what you want to bring out. And it reminded me of Dr. Seuss. I used to read that a lot. Green eggs and ham, right? So it just made sense. I am Sam. I am Samantha. So it just made perfect sense. And the Montola came about where, you know, through, I mean, I've had this name for a couple of years, and then just seeing kind of like Sam I Am's in different spaces. And I was like, okay, I'm not the only one. But I didn't want to change my name. I didn't want to, because I built, you know, a connection with it. And honestly, you know, I guess this is where the spiritual thing comes in. I asked the universe. I was just like, you know, maybe I should add, you know, make it like have a surname or just have a name that, you know, connects to make it different, to make it unique and my own. So just kind of just put it out there, the intention. And honestly, it might sound very strange, but I mean, I was teaching at a elementary school in Laval, and this kid used to always come up to me before teaching like, and be like, hey, like, what's your name? And I'm like, you know, and it, like, I didn't know him. He wasn't in my hip hop class. I was teaching, and one other morning, after maybe seeing him like five times, every time, he just was like, you know, what's your name? And I'm like, Samantha. And he's like, no. And
he put you on game.
Yeah, he was like, no. He's like, Montoya or Montola. And I was like, okay. And I just kind of like, because I never really heard of that name or just really, you know what I mean? It's just something I was like, okay, here's this kid. And it just, more I grew and just kind of researched a bit of the name and what it meant. And I mean, it has Spanish origin, but it's just, you know, either it's like my star or, you know, it had a nice touch to it. But it was also the idea of like, here I am asking for a name and this unexpected, you know, human being comes up to me and says, hey, you know, and I was just like, and at first it took me off guard and I didn't really connect with it. But then I was like, you know what, this is probably what was supposed to be given. So I just kept it.
No, but for me, Loki, I thought you was an extra character in Narcos or you and Pablo Escobar. He was like your uncle. I'm like, Sam, I am Montoya. What's going on here?
No.
You're moving bricks, Sam, with the essence?
No, honestly.
The black soap? Sam's moving the black soap and the good vibes.
Honestly, as I said, like, this was totally out of, just out of, I guess, random. But again, I took it as a gift. That's how it is.
Well, listen, let's get down to the meat and potatoes here, because you know I want to get to some games with you here. Now, a lot of people know you for dancing. I know you coming up as dancing. I was telling a close friend of mine last night. I said, I knew Samantha. I don't know Sam I Am. You know, I'm pretty sure you're a little dancers now, and you're popular. You're all in the inner right in circles of dancing everywhere in North America and worldwide as well. But I know nobody knows the dance hall side of you, because as you got this, she's like, oh, every time I come on the show, you put me on blast. But all that to say, what do you love more do now? Because in later years, I've seen you really grow with your music. The last time you were here, you brought me Intro to Indigo. And I felt on Intro to Indigo, you weren't about just going for that commercial sound. You could see in the Intro to Indigo, you're really trying to figure out what's your sound, what you can do with your capabilities. I think that was your first time producing that pretty much on your own. So I was wondering myself, I'm like, Is the Samantha that dances, is that done? Is there more focus on music? And also, too, I feel like, you know, for those that know you, know that you're a real introvert, you're a more quiet person. And I think I've always thought that the way you got to see your personality is through dancing and through music. Like, you got to see, okay, oh, shit, okay, she got a voice. She has a message. You know, Sam I Am Montoya is in the building. What do you like more, dancing or music?
I mean, I don't think there is a competition between the both of them. I think dance, definitely, especially when I was younger, was something that I was able to connect with. And it was the first thing that, as you said, was I was able to express what I was feeling, my personality, because, yes, I kept things all inside. And
too many secrets. You know these quiet girl seals. You got to watch out for them. Sam, good, you got I'm so good. Much secrets, Sam. What are you gonna write a book soon? I feel
who
you got
knows,
a book.
I write, man. So who knows?
The Bayesian Trinity, you know, Bayesian are good people, you know. It's like you have two really different cultures, but it's still one saying, because Bayesian people are typically more quiet, and in Trinity is just really about, you know, the palaver. Yeah, they're really about the bacchanal. But you know what I mean? You got that in you, but I haven't seen that lady yet. Like, you're not doing no dance hall parties, too, boy.
I mean.
She's like, this is why I don't do Weezy show. He's always bringing up old stuff.
Oh boy. I mean, I think it's all there. I think just in general, it's kinda hard to do everything all at once full blast. Yeah. Like hard, like all the time. I think it's part of it. I think once you have it, it's there. But again, I've been doing a lot of music and a lot, of course, a new adventure with.
And you teach dance as well too.
And I teach, and now also with the teaching, just also connecting that with music and musicality, and getting people to really connect also with how they feel in their bodies and their emotions. Just because I think even with dance, like I feel like, you know, we just produce, we perform, but we don't actually connect with what we're hearing, with the music we're dancing on. How that makes you feel. Dance is supposed to be a very enjoyable activity, right? It's not supposed to be stressful and, like, you know, killing yourself. And so
you guys look like you're having a great time. You know, I'd be trying to figure out, like, now you're deep with this music thing now. It's okay. You gave me Intro Lingo go a while back. Where are you kind of going with it now with your music? I'm like, oh man. Because I've seen in later years, you're really serious about your music. So for those that don't know, and I thought that you'd be an amazing person to feature on the show to inspire a lot of young females trying to get into music, because you make your own beats. You write your own songs. You've learned how to produce and engineer your own music. You've cut out the middleman. You don't need to rush to the studio. You know all the right equipment to get. You know what I mean? So where are you going with your music now? Like, what is next? I feel like there's something big on the horizon. You know, for those that don't know, I will be doing the audiobook, Sam Iantola Montoya. It's me called Montoya Is My Life. Brought to you by, it's published by Incense and Us. I'm gonna do the voice on your audiobook.
Wait, wow. And I'm gonna do
a wild Bayesian Trini accent. like Will Smith trying to do an accent. But talk to me about music. Let the people know, because I think you're so inspirational for all artists in the city, because you do it on your own. Like, obviously people help you, but you don't really depend on other people to, like, go to the studio or to give you songs. Like, I'm always amazed by artists that can write their own songs. Because me, all the songs in my head sound like Future, Kanye, and Jay-Z mixed together. It's going to be a lot of bands and stripper things going on. So I respect what you do. And what I love most about you as well, like, you create from the heart. Like, you're really passionate. Like, you don't put out something just to put out something. Like, you have to feel that. And that's why I felt the Intro to Indigo. So what is next, man? And then we'll play some games.
Well, definitely working on more a new project. And as you said, like, creating basically all the music, making the beats and arranging and writing and singing all the parts. And so it's definitely it's a wonderful challenge. I work under
what's
pressure.
The hardest part? Is it writing or making the beats? What do you, and also too, what do you do first? Do you write the song, then make the beat, or you make the beat then write the song?
For me, it works where the beat is there, at least the foundation of it. I tend to write based on what I'm hearing and how I feel and how the instruments are, you know, how they are played. I can have a melody in my head, but it's usually a lot easier to have, like, the beat set up, or at least have an idea of what the mood is, because, again, you know, that's kind of where you can get inspiration with harmony or just even a chorus. And I don't know. I think I've went through all that process of course, and it's not like, you know, now I don't want to work with other producers. I mean, producers I still work with all the time. Yeah. You know, if I vibe with them, and you know, they're good people, of course. And I mean, most obviously all of them are that I work with. Yeah. They're really cool. So I'm not, like, opposed to that. I'm not like, oh, I only do this, therefore don't talk to me about it. I think, like, again, collaboration, working with different artists also propels me.
Yeah.
But the I think for me, why I also just said, okay, you know what, I want to try this, I want to try that, is because I wanted to really push my potential. I always had ideas in my head, but just didn't have the, I guess, the language or the, the know-how to do it.
You see, that's artistry talk for a young lady tried the music. The language of music. Okay, let's stay right here real quick. What is the vibe on this next joint? She came up here, don't want to give us no titles when anybody gives us exclusives on More in Detail, but we ain't going to hold you. Is it more soul? It's more art. It's more soul.
It's more soul. But again,
I want to connect. I want to hug somebody after that.
For me, it's I mean, it's soul. It's obviously has touch with R&B. I mean, for me, these two things are very close and almost synonymous to me. But soul and a touch of funk. I mean, it's about my life. You could say, or where heading.
I was going to ask you that. I know you always give me funny looks because typically I ask the artist how much of your personal life do you put into your songwriting? Because some artists, they just create out of thin air, or they take stories from their friends. Mm-hmm. So how much of your own self is in? So how much of your own self is in the music that you create?
I would say, if it's not 100%,
we want all. I want. Don't give me the half tape. I want. If you don't give me a soul tape by Samaya Montoya, I want the full Sam.
Yes, but it's as I said. Sometimes I write songs that at first it doesn't necessarily click, and only maybe a couple of months later it makes sense to me. It makes sense to me in my life.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's like me just writing, and sometimes I write a line, and So I would say, it's about me. But again, sometimes when I write at the moment, it's just because it needs to be said, and then it makes more sense later on.
I'm hosting your listening party. I'm gonna light every candle myself. There'll be a day in the life of Moon Chaser. Yeah, I feel like everything you put out, it should be a listening party. It should be a room of people. We're not even on hammock sales. We're sitting on little plush pillows on the floor. You know what I mean? There's no shoes allowed. If your socks aren't fresh from Walmart, it's $10 for the pack. You got 20 pairs in there. I want everybody on pillows. And I just want you in the center, Sam. We're all in a circle. We don't want to do like church or all these lines. Keep everything singular. We want to keep the energy flowing amongst ourselves.
You're describing a sound healing session right now.
Hey, and I've never been to one. I've been to Ricky's. I've been to sound healing. I feel like all your tapes should be like that. Yeah, your next tape, holler at me. I want to light the candles. I want to be a part of that magic.
Thank you.
I want to feel the energy. Where do you get your inspiration from? You've traveled a lot. You've worked with a lot of dope people. You've been featured in a lot of different places. Where do you get your inspiration from these days?
A lot. I mean, I feel like music, but also just, again, like what I'm going through, what I'm reading, again, it's about the experience of life, I feel. I feel like for me to write well, it's about having the experience to actually write about it.
I'm waiting for your angry tape. For a long time, for the last two decades, you've been on my happy list. You're one. You're one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. You've always been nice. I don't think I've ever seen you mad. You're getting mad around here. Like, I don't know. Like, you're on my nice people list. Like, you're like such a nice, warm person. I've never seen you get angry ever.
I mean, thanks. But I mean,
you get wild. Are you a Virgo?
Mm-mm. No, I'm not Virgo. I'm a Taurus, though. I'm a Taurus.
I've never heard no bad things about Taurus. You're on the cusp of madness? I don't believe in astrology, but a lot of you've heard my rhetoric. Okay, we'll move right along, Sam. But I've never heard bad things about Taurus. But you know what? Let's get a little bit mixy. This is a this or that. I didn't write these questions alone. We got a couple minutes left, and then I want you to shout out your social media where people get your music. Let's play some icebreakers. What is something you are obsessed with?
Oh boy. My gosh. Okay, I'm like all fluttered.
We got 6 minutes. We're gonna get all into your business now. What is something you are obsessed with for 400?
That I'm obsessed with.
I feel like you like Krispy Kreme. You look a Krispy Kreme lover.
No.
But you mad? You vegan?
I'm not vegan. I'm not vegan. I just try to eat well.
Listen.
I know people are vegan, yo, and you know this food that's good. I'm not going to knock it.
You're the fittest person always. Yo, you've been thin and fit forever. Like, even pandemic didn't affect you. So what is something you're obsessed with? Or TV show, chocolate?
I have to say chocolate. Chocolate's been my friend.
White
this
chocolate?
Week.
What kind of chocolate you like?
Like milk chocolate, oh, yeah, maybe yeah. Mint chocolate, chocolate like, with caramel.
You bougie. She like that mint chocolate, huh? No. That's like $5.69 at Couche-Tard still.
No,
you know
what I mean? I get it at what? Like, there's one at Walmart, man, for $1, and it's delicious.
Stop it.
I'm telling you. He knows about it, yes.
It says three here, but Max, give me one word that best describes you.
I'm going to say unique.
Okay. What would be your perfect weekend? What beach are we going to?
Definitely a beach. There has to be a beach. Perfect weekend. I mean, not to be in Barbados. Barbados or Trinidad, man. Like,
no, definitely Barbados.
He's like, Barbados.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna chill, man, because a lot of Trinidads listen to the show, man. Shout out to my Trini Bridges.
I can't be half and half, man. I have to say both.
Shout out to my Trini Bridges, man. I don't want no smoke here. Kaya Pesh, I see you. What were you really into when you were a kid? Leadership.
Goodness Lord. Oh my God, leadership was something. But who was it? I would say Salt and Pepper. I used to love like their songs and used to like imitate and dance with my god sister Shayna, actually. Shout out to Shayna.
Shout out to Shayna, man.
Yeah, man.
What weird thing would you make socially acceptable if you could? What weird thing would you make socially acceptable if you could? This is for the Daily Double and Morning Detour. This is for 800 Ooh. Detour points. A lot of guys in jail listen to the show too. Samaya Montoya, I really thought you was an extra character in Narcos. You're making me cry. You're mad. You read the thing again.
Don't
be shy, man. It's a safe space, man.
I must say, honestly, really speaking truthfully, I think that's the hardest thing anybody can do, including myself. And it feels simple to say that, and maybe even just like, yeah, we do that all the time. But honestly, do we really speak from ourselves, honestly, truthfully to anybody and everyone?
We care too much what people think. Mm. We care too much about their feelings. Like, is this vibe is like, you know, if I tell you the truth, you might not like me so much. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, we went to Wakers. We're built a little different. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can't talk about the other high school then, but people that typically went to Wakers don't really care about people's opinions.
Yeah.
We're really about ourselves and, like, how we feel about ourselves. And a lot of dope creators come from Wakers.
Honestly, I have to say, we have really a good scoop of people.
Listen, man, don't. I'm prepared to do a documentary.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? The behind the scenes, the Wager, the history, the beautiful thing. Last question here. I don't know, so much good stuff here, man. You know, she's all scared now. Okay, I'll give you an easy one. Would you want to permanently, it's a long word, I don't do words longer than 10 letters, so I must really like you. Would you want to permanently feel zero pain if given the chance?
Zero pain, what kind of pain though? Like physical pain? Emotional pain?
It just says pain, but you know what? Because you're Sam, I am Montoya. Emotional pain. Don't listen to sales of my left. I'll mix here, this guy. Emotional pain. Never seen you cry.
You know, it'll be easy to say yes, but you know what? I've learned a lot through my pain. So I'm going to say...
What's the biggest thing you learned through your pain? You have to see your way through it. You have to just ignore it and bury it. What's the best vibe for you?
The best is to know that you've made it through and that you were strong enough and you're still standing.
Lasha, yeah, man. Big up to all the songstress in the city. Sam, I am Montoya. Extra character, Narcos, the Black Edition, coming out on Netflix this Christmas. Sam, I am. I'll be doing the voiceover for your audiobook. I'll be doing your listening session. I'm going to light all the candles. Let people know how they can follow, how to get your music. I was on your Bandcamp the other day. Beautiful stuff. You also got some merch as well. Let people know how they can follow you and participate and enjoy the experience.
Yes. So you can follow me pretty much anywhere from Facebook and IG, Sam I Am Montola. So SamiAmMontola. And you can also follow me on my website, samiamontola.com. And if you want to know more also what I'm doing in terms of sound, which is still connected to music, but sound healing, sound anything relating to wellness, you can also get Sound I Am Sanctuary. And I have an IG and Facebook as well with that. So Sound I Am Sanctuary.
Okay. Yeah. Well, beautiful things. Sam I Am Mandaya.
Yes.
On the show, man. So next time you come, you got to bring some music, huh? You gotta be with that new tape. So when do you think that new tape is going to be done?
I am definitely...
You're on your time?
Well, my time, but more definitely, I'm like early next year. It's like, okay. It's in the process. Everything is just now finalizing.
So. Oh, listen, man, please come back, man. I'm here thinking about the listening session sales. We really got to get up on our incense game. You know, really get the right smells in there.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Half circles.
Hotel The Blues, you're on 90.3 CKUT FM. To get tonight's program started off, we're going to turn to the king and perhaps one of my favorite kings of the blues scene. Here he is, Freddie King, playing his number, I'd Rather Be Blind.
Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. CKUT 90.3.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. It's Jazzamuck time.